This is embarrassing.
Correction, Will! Now, old woman, you are accused of heresy on three counts.
Why don't I just go?
Ohaku or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohaku or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amélie,
Isabelle,
Natalie,
Elise,
José,
Shotgun.
Episode 22, Colossus to Controller.
Colossus.
Oh, yeah, this one.
Colossus.
I guessed right.
Good job.
This X-Man from the Ukraine, where he grew up on a farm while it was part, you know, still part of the USSR. His mutant power is to turn into a super strong metal form. Before he became the butt of a joke in last year's Deadpool movie, Colossus was a quiet and friendly companion, a gentle giant, if you will. Proud of his Russian heritage, he sometimes felt guilty to have left the USSR to join the X-Men, but his friends, sometime girlfriend Kitty Pryde and little sister Ileana, are all in the States, and their safety is paramount. This is his later costume. The other one is pictured on the next page. Here he's getting a suit burned right off him by Pyro. Ripping something out of the ground, fighting Morlocks, preventing steel walls from crushing him and Wolverine, punching Juggernaut, and offering Kitty some lemonade.
Aww.
We all need lemonade now.
Wait, he can turn from being this metal creature to being a human,
yes.
Normal guy?
I was not aware of that.
No, I wasn't.
I thought it was like forever.
Actually,
metal.
You see him.
He does that in the movie.
X-Men 2, I think you see him.
He does?
He's just
yeah.
a student and you see him change.
I don't remember.
I remember. And I am struck by this bulge.
Please.
Cockshot!
Oh, your poor wife!
Thighs.
Yeah, the muscle definition is very intense.
On point.
Yeah, very, very hardcore.
Even on, like, when he's not in his suit, like, those biceps are just like, poof.
I really don't like the yellow and red suit because of the way it opens on the side, because I thought it was just... But look at it, that's weird.
It's kind of like those tank tops that go like super low on the side.
And yeah, that's weird.
You mean douchebag apparel.
Yes, we do.
Because it's less worse when he's metallic. But when he actually turns into a human again, you really see like the level of skin.
Even when he's metal, I'm like, that's very low on your obliques. I like the other one. Look, it's up to his... armpits, covered.
It feels more spacesuity, the newer one too. Like I like that.
It's the white thing with the button. I think it makes it a little Star Trek-y.
Mm-hmm. It is a little diaperish though.
I guess.
Well, it's just like a Speedo. You really have to love belts to wear one around your waist and two around each of your legs
and one around your neck.
Oh God, you have one around your neck.
So many belts.
He should be belt boy.
He's very conscious of things slipping out or falling out, so he's like, I'll just have everything covered and put a belt for security.
And like the big belt isn't doing anything.
No.
He's
None.
Kind of wearing it like women more tend to do.
To
like
define his waist.
Yeah.
That is the smallest part of his body.
So there you go.
He's very fashion oriented.
I mean, none of the belts do anything.
No. Especially maybe. The ankle belt. I'm not convinced. Although maybe the
knee one?
The knee one, maybe it's just to keep that stuff together.
Just get boots that fit.
Yeah.
I can imagine that against metal, boots wouldn't like stick up that well as they would on like
and
pants
not,
or
And know. Not just that, it's like it must be hard to find boots that actually fit. Like I have bigger feet than average, and I have a hard time, so I can't imagine these calves and these feet finding good boots at a reasonable price.
He got those at Payless.
My question is, when his suit got burnt off,
he was just
and then
metal.
He turned back to human
naked.
Okay. But my question is, we see a bulge on that picture, but is there a metallic penis here?
I would think
I didn't want to go there.
Of course you did. I thought of this. In my mind, it's like Attack on Titans. The Titans where it's just like flush, like there's nothing there. And then when he turns back, it's just like flop. Up.
It goes from flush to flop.
I would prefer metallic penises.
No, but imagine how hard a metallic penis would be to conceal in something tight like that.
Imagine how hard.
No, but like a fleshy dick.
You can bend it.
You can like bend it and like squish it a little more. But if it's made out of metal,
yeah, it's just
we're at minute six of the show.
It's gonna be present. I agree with you on that.
Well, I mean, technically he moves. Like, his muscles, his arms can move. He's not, like, fully metallic, so everything does have the joints and...
Penis joints.
Oh my god.
I'm a little bit picturing it like a slinky.
At least no one said ball joints.
It's so lubey, you have to oil it.
It's like a tan man. Question, does he overheat?
No?
I mean, if you're made of metal.
It's not inside
like
a shell.
Like friction of metal. Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, if he's in the sun, is it going to be too hot?
I think he would be hotter than normal, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking, metal on metal, that's bad chafing.
So during the winter, you don't want to kiss him because you're
going to
be stuck?
Don't bring him outside.
A general rule of thumb.
I think he still has his human warmth. Though.
Really?
Okay.
That's interesting.
I think so, yeah.
You can.
Okay. Let's ask Kitty.
Let's ask Kitty.
Hi. I have a question. Okay.
Go for it.
So when he's metallic, he's bare-legged, right?
Yep.
But when he's human, he has tights.
Yeah. That's a different...
It's not the same costume.
It's not. He's bare-legged in that costume, too.
Yeah, it is.
I think he's miscolored down there. That should be flesh. That should be the flesh color.
That's not miscolored. That's just because it was indecent. That's a lot of skin to transform back into.
Where does it go?
What do you mean? It transforms.
Where does it go?
It becomes steel.
Is it like part of his DNA?
Well, he's a mutant, so.
Yeah.
So, true.
I mean, it's fake science.
Fake science it is. What happens to his eyes?
Yeah, they become those white...
Oh.
Glass.
But in the real person, his eyes are closed. Maybe he doesn't have eyes.
I think they're blue. Possibly, yeah.
His eyes are closed.
Oh, he has,
he
has blue eyes and black hair.
I like that color.
No. Okay.
And a strong jawline.
And a glass of lemonade.
I'm down.
That lemonade picture honestly does it for me.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not just the lemonade. It's how he's attentive. Like, oh, Kitty, here's the lemonade.
Sweetheart.
She looks scared. Look at her face. Just like...
It's more like an unimpressed...
Ugh.
Really?
Kind of look,
huge.
I think.
I feel like she looks anxious.
Yeah, but why is she anxious?
She's very, very thirsty, and he's just coming up behind her.
I don't remember the events.
We must know.
It might be that, she's upset about something, and then he comforts her
with lemonade.
Well, when life gives you lemonade.
I would be happy with lemonade. Is it homemade?
You can caress it himself with his strong, muscled arms.
He put a slice on the rim.
Yeah.
Restaurant quality.
I'm sure there are slices inside and ice cubes. Like, he went all out.
His head is very square, like in that main picture.
But it's much rounder in the real person.
Thank God.
Well, that makes sense.
Maybe that was just a bad haircut.
It is
bad square, like 90s haircut.
It's like that
flat
in Deadpool, though, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's
it's
pretty,
very
like, flat.
Fine, it would be able to bring the lemonade on his head.
Lemonade!
So what is, are actually his powers, though?
Being metal.
It makes him super strong and tough. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like in the movie.
Was he as polite in the comics as in the movie?
In the movie, they make him a parody.
Okay, just wondering.
Of what he was. He was never, I mean, he was a polite person, but
not to that extent.
I like him.
Aw, his occupation is student and adventurer.
That's delightful.
Wait. How old is he?
I think he was like 18 back then.
Okay.
Probably. 18, 19.
Okay. His last name is Rasputin?
Yeah, I keep forgetting he's Russian.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Peter. Whatever, but...
Pyotr.
He has a good...
Pyotr.
He has a song.
Pyotr.
That's cool.
So, Peter.
Yeah.
Pilarevich.
I wish I had a song.
How many
name?
Superheroes are called Peter? Does someone have like a... list, a complete list.
There's definitely a blog
to this.
Wait, we'll search it.
There's at least two.
It says former Elias's the Proletarian. I like that.
How did he go from being like a Russian farmer to an X-Men?
Well, the X-Men recruit. They try to find mutants who are perhaps in trouble. Perhaps, not wanted in their community. That wasn't really his case, but Professor X finds mutants and then he invites them to the school, gives them a full scholarship.
He puts the hat and finds them.
Yes, that's what it is. Cerebro. And there was a point where all the X-Men were captured on a living island called Krakoa. And Professor X had to recruit a bunch of new X-Men to save them. And those new X-Men became... all different X-Men that are popular today.
Where's the island?
So, Wolverine was in that, Colossus, Storm.
Where's the island?
What do you mean?
She wants to know, geographically speaking,
the Pacific.
Where is it?
Cool. I need a longitude and a latitude. And a plane.
She wants to visit it, but not at the same time.
How far is it in hours? Wide?
It moves around. It's
what?
It's a creature.
The Krakoa, island?
The living
she
island.
Wasn't listening. She just heard
whoa,
island.
Whoa, he's 6'6".
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, like that's tall.
Yeah, it's not that, well, I mean, Kitty's small,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, and armored, he's 7'5", so he grows. Like 11
oh,
inches.
Shit. That's why he needs belts on his boots.
And he's growing.
It's a penis joke.
Okay. Colossus. Hot or not?
Hot.
Yeah, I think hot.
Yeah, hot. I'm alright with hot.
I like my Russians.
Russians for the win.
How are they your Russians? Can we have Russians too?
Russians for everyone!
You see, this just feels political.
Will you guys judge me if I tell you that the neck belt makes me want to walk him like a dog?
Oh. Oh.
Maybe that's what he's into. But not in a dog kind of way.
That's so annoying.
You just it's go to parks and
completely non-sexual.
No, yeah. You like to throw a ball.
He runs. Let's move on.
You're beautiful.
That is so sweet. Thanks.
Constrictor.
Oh, no.
A small-time hood in the Chicago mob, Frank Schlichting, moved to the West Coast to make it big and allowed criminal industrialist Justin Hammer to pimp him up with body armor and electrified adamantium tentacles. He has since gone in business for himself as a hitman and, though offered a place in the Serpent Society, refused.
Oh.
Too bad.
Shown below fighting Luke Cage. He's interested in money and fame, but fame just so he can raise his prices. So, money.
It's all about that money.
That's a brilliant sentence.
He's divorced.
We have something in common!
That's the only thing I have
like
to say.
I like fame. I like money. Everything in common.
Do you guys think that it was because he was too, like, controlling? Because it's called Constrictor? No, okay.
I think it's just because of a boa constrictor?
Yes, I know.
You tried.
It was a joke that, like, he would you grab on too tight.
You tried.
Fine. That's why they got divorced.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Fine. Okay.
You know, it's not
the greatest joke I've ever
it
made.
Has nothing, it has nothing to do with the criminal activities or the fact that he's had now has tentacles, but you know, it's because he was too...
Constricting!
So the tentacle thing is attached, right?
Yeah.
Is it I think they're inside him, but they... They slip in... You see, they're retractable.
They retract with that. Into his hand, not into the suit.
I thought it was
into
the suit.
Into his arm, I think, yeah.
I think it like, goes up the arm, like... Bleh. I'm okay with that.
Must
be hard putting on the suit and then aligning the tentacles so they can come out. And it's like, oh, nope.
Are they supposed to be electrified?
Right, yeah.
Mm. That's the amazing graphic design there.
Don't you see the shocks all around it? The power of the electricity that's glowing?
Yes, that's shorthand for electric.
They can kill an average human being by constriction in a matter of seconds.
Can you turn off the, like, the...
Hold on.
Is it a whip?
It can be
a whip. It kind of looks like it.
Because I feel like it's counterintuitive with the name. Like, you
it's
think
very
it's...
whippy, but...
It must be able to wrap around
I
stuff
and grab it.
It's like a low-rent blacklash, but he does seem to, like... You know, go around the neck or...
Like me, it's like a lasso.
Tries to choke.
But it looks like it's hitting him, like it's whipping him. But maybe it's about to go around his body. I don't know.
I think it's kind of like a lasso.
Like, I think it's maybe like you whip but and I mean, it takes like skin off and then you lasso it and then it takes grab and...
Yeah, the end game is to wrap you inside it and then zap you.
That's just horrifying.
Yeah, it's excellent. It can be used as a whip or to constrict with a maximum force of 115 pounds per square inch.
That's enough. Yeah, I'm
not into that.
Can you, like, is there, like, a lower power or a higher power? I need to know.
Can you change the voltage is
Thank
the question.
You.
I think so. Probably. Ooh. Why not?
I think he looks more like a salamander than a snake.
Mm. Ooh, zing!
That's my hot take.
I think he just looks angry.
I find he has an extremely long torso.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my god, he
for
does.
Sure.
Or maybe it's just the yellow bit that makes it seem that way.
Yeah, definitely. Also, he has a pretty long torso.
I mean, the concept of the power is just like an electric-y, tentacle-y Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Shooting out a thing from his arm.
I don't like him.
Either way, it's kind of gross.
So constrictor, hot or not.
Well, wait, what is his personality in?
Okay. He wants money.
Money and fame, money
and fame. Yeah, she has money and fame tattooed on his
head. One for each cheek.
And then
on the knuckles.
On his knuckles.
And there's like a lightning bolt between them.
Oh. I officially hate that guy. Is the electricity thing on his lower back as a tramp stamp?
Yes, of course.
Oh,
love and there's effect. A snake on either side.
You should be a tattoo designer.
Let me design it and we'll all judge on it.
So not.
No, not Frank, man.
Sorry, Frank.
Not the worst design I've seen, but I don't like him.
I just like the power.
And it is written here that he can control the voltage.
Okay.
He also looks like
no answering questions.
He also looks like he has no butt, so...
Yeah,
well, that's right. True. Passing. Yeah.
And the bulge is minimal?
Minimal at best.
Well, see, it's fleshy, right?
So, so you can, like, hide it and tuck it in different angles so it's, like, not in your face?
Trouser snake joke in there.
Fill in the blanks at home.
The Contemplator. Like the Collector, this is an elder of the universe.
Okay.
But the Contemplator has devoted his life to meditation and developing powers of the mind and spirit. He is so in tune with the universe that he never feels any anxiety over his actions because he believes that they are what the universe wants. Ooh. He's a benevolent but insufferably smug pacifist. Among his powers are the ability to control all his autonomous functions and to perform amazing feats of agility and strength, telepathy, astral projection, levitation, telekinesis, teleportation, and cosmic awareness. We see him here in astral form having left his body in a funky chair.
Okay,
trash bell. slash Batiscaf.
Slash Christmas decoration.
Slash I want this.
Yeah. It looks like the thing that you put the incense in at church.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Why is he a different size in the chair?
Right?
Because he's an astral projection in the chair.
So he lost all of the weight in the chair.
Well, in his mind, he's
no,
not
because
fat.
That's the astral projection.
Yeah,
it's actually his body in the chair.
He maybe just...
Well, it's an old picture.
Well, he was fasting.
It is. It's an older picture.
This was in 1993.
So you just gave
this
some
was yesterday. Sense.
Or maybe he stayed in the chair for so long that he ended up not feeding himself, so...
Maybe. He was maybe fasting for the good of the universe.
Yeah. And then he went to Burger King.
No, ate fruits and nuts, probably.
Or when he was in the chair, he was vegan. That's before he turned vegan.
Okay.
Because it's the only thing that's not on the list of annoying things.
Oh, that poor guy is just 5 feet.
Does he do CrossFit?
Yeah, that's how he got that. He does hot yoga.
Absolutely. Poor guy's only 5 feet tall.
That's okay.
Oh, whoa.
He sounds like an asshole.
Yeah, I don't like him at all. Based on what you described him as, he sounds really annoying.
The only part that I was like, oh, that's interesting, was the first sentence where it was like, he has no anxiety. I'm like, oh, I wish that was me. And then everything went downhill.
You know what? I think that'd be annoying. Imagine hanging out with someone who has no anxiety and assumes that
we
everything...
We know them. I could name people. Yes.
And it's irritating.
I find it very irritating.
And it's not me, just so we're clear.
But I think the whole, like, he's anxiety free because he figures whatever shit he does is what the universe wants... is a big cop-out.
That's absolutely. So pretentious.
So pretentious, smug, and takes responsibility for none of his actions.
I don't like him at all.
No.
But he's in tune with the universe.
How about you?
The chakras are aligned.
Bullshit.
Like planets.
Fuck bone. Whatever, be enlightened if you want, but don't be enlightened in my face. Do it somewhere else.
It's too bright.
I'm going to sit here in the dark. You can be enlightened, whatever.
We apologize to anyone who's into New Age shit.
We've just lost all our subscribers.
This is our main public.
Yeah, our main fan base, very New Age people. Sorry about that.
Although in the main picture, he looks like he has really good cat eyes.
Yeah. His eyebrows kind of look like they're going up, actually.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just like...
Okay, yeah, that's what you mean. His actual Well, I mean, eyebrows, or is it just the crease?
I don't know.
I think it's just the way the
cut
shadows
crease.
Are made, maybe?
Then he has no eyebrows.
I don't think he has eyebrows.
I don't know.
So he doesn't look like he has a lot of hair.
Valid point. Maybe he's just hairless.
How does that pursuit compare to the collectors? If we compare,
Well, I can't
elders.
Bring him yard sales at yard sales. That's no fun.
I think he would think everything I care about is stupid.
Like, it's frivolous and unimportant in the greater good. I think he would look at my books and be like, that's a lot of books. You're wasting your money on that. You should sell them all and, like...
Not only your money, but probably that he would think that you're wasting your time on fiction.
And it's too materialistic of me, so it's like, get out.
You should buy crystals.
Also, he's wearing genie bracelets, and that's weird to me.
I prefer the fact that he's wearing only one in the chair. Again, I want that chair. It's really comfortable.
I'm getting you that chair for me. Christmas. It's genie bracelets and then the
space boots.
No, it's not even space boot. It's like
Roman
boots.
Roman space boots.
Like
space boots.
Where are you going? Where
which
are you
party
stuff?
Are you going to?
He's going to Roman space.
Oh,
well,
that's just Wayne.
Is he supposed to have like something of like Buddha-ness to it?
He looks.
He's
very Buddha-y.
Yeah.
I think that's cultural appropriation, and it's wrong.
Yes. And he should know that he's enlightened.
I mean, to be fair, we have seen Jesus.
Okay, so this guy, the space Jesus dude.
Aquarius. They should all join together.
They should all astral project and have a party.
Okay, the astral projection part, though, is kind of cool. I like the idea.
It's like Avatar.
Exactly, and I think that he really looks like... Aang in that picture.
That's what I was trying to say, but I don't know enough about Avatar. I was like, it's like the guy in the show you guys watch that I don't.
We got you covered.
What is the extra bit?
I think where it comes from.
Yeah.
I think it's like he can move faster and
departure
it just like
points. Shh. Also, I do like his scarf thing.
Yeah, I want the
scarf. Yeah, that's cool.
The scarf thing is cool.
Yeah, the speedo is no.
It's just wrinkly, which I don't appreciate.
I don't like at all.
No, it has really actually, moves. It looks like a drag suit, which are not drag as in like drag, drag. Queens, but like drag to create drag when you're swimming. And on regular swimming
really?
Body, you have training bathing suits that are like speedos, but they're wrinkly.
Yeah. Huh.
So they have extra material, so they create more drag, so that you're building more muscle, and they look really odd on swimmers' bodies.
Agreed.
Him, not so much.
Agreed on these swimmers'
Thank
body.
You, lifeguard Elise.
I think we need photo proof of these things.
Let's Google it right now.
I hope that the scarfy thing is like also a like a hood, so that he's like, I'm concealed, but he's also naked. He's like, I'm Little Red Riding Hood.
In the second picture, it looks like he has a belly button piercing.
Like, I'm fine with like a rounder dude. Like, we've talked about that before. I'm totally okay with that. It's just if he has a shitty personality attached to it, I'm not down for it.
I like his sandals.
I don't like them. They're too full. Like, if you're gonna wear strappy sandals, there has to be holes in
but
there.
But there are holes in the bottom part. In the bottom part.
Maybe he's just wearing socks in the top.
Oh. That's worse.
You cannot wear basically underwear, sandals, and socks.
Don't.
He's and just a scarf.
He's just wearing accessories.
He's too good for clothes. He doesn't need that.
Fuck
the
off.
Gods decided that this was an appropriate attire. Okay?
Not the gods.
The universe.
The universe, sorry. The universe decided.
The universe is full of bullshit.
I feel like he'd be the height where his face is boob height on me.
No. He's five.
He's five?
How tall am I?
You're 5'7".
I'm not. I'm 5'6".
No, I'm 5'6", and you're taller than me.
No.
Let's not get into that again.
You're a bit
it's a weekly conversation, folks. Let's not do that.
But his personality really sucks.
Yeah, it does.
I agree. Because, being a rounder guy is not a problem. It's the being a douche.
No, the personality goes a long way. Perfect example is Armadillo.
He's a fucking armadillo.
Let's bring back armadillo.
Yay! He's an armadillo, but God, like, makes my heart melt. This one's just an ass. Makes me want to punch him.
What is his obsession?
It's meditation and developing the powers of the mind and spirit.
Ugh. Okay, so it doesn't go, like, awry as much as the collector. Like, he's blinded by the collection.
No.
He's blinded by being, like...
He's blinded
by
being
in tune with the universe.
So he's so in tune that he can't relate to others. Fun.
So is the contemplator hot or not?
No.
I asked the universe, and the universe was like, nah.
He knows that. Yeah. He's already accepted it. Yeah, whatever, it's not his fault. The universe created him as he is.
And created us to hate him.
There you go.
Excellent.
She's made of harder stuff. Cardinal Fang. Fetch the comfy chair. The comfy chair?
Yes.
So, you think you are strong because you can survive the soft cushions? Well, we shall see. Biggles, put her in the comfy chair! Now, you will stay in the comfy chair until lunchtime, with only a cup of coffee at 11. Is that really all it takes?
Yes, Lord.
I see. I suppose we'd make it worse by shouting a lot, do we?
Wow.
You can do your joke again, Nat. Controller.
All these names are really awful.
She can't. He's not a divorcee. He's single.
Okay.
Well, yet.
The controller. Basil Sandhurst.
His name is Basil.
He was a research scientist with a reputation for unorthodox practices who was frustrated one day and started knocking equipment down.
What, with this face? That's surprising.
Well, not yet his face. His brother Vincent tried to calm him down and accidentally pushed him into chemicals, which scarred and paralyzed him.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Vincent!
Consumed by guilt, Vincent built him an exoskeleton powered by the mental waves of others.
What?
Whoa.
The more people there are around him, the stronger Basil would become.
Oh, God.
He used his new mobility to build control discs he could put on people to draw even more energy from people and from further away, and to use their weakened mental state to turn them into slaves.
He was the
controller.
Oh my god.
As a supervillain, he would rather work in secret and not confront superheroes, so he tries to create an army of slaves who can do his dirty work for him. Seen here, fighting the original Captain Marvel, jumping towards camera, ripping machinery down, flying with a woman in his arms, and about to put a control disc on your forehead. A diagram shows the discs, but there's no cutaway, so technical drawings.
Terrifying.
That is the most ridiculous premise. I was angry, so I started knocking things down.
He's a toddler.
And his brother created him? What about his brother? I mean, what about Vincent? What happened to Vincent?
Vincent sounds way more interesting. He built really this suit.
Yeah. Smart.
He made this technology somehow.
I think he was sorry later.
I like
it. Says he's deceased.
Oh, no. Oh.
Did he kill him?
I mean, he was just standing next to that vat of
chemicals.
And just fell in. Just,
whoops.
He's from Maine, so I guess there's...
He's from Maine!
Yeah.
Kittery Point.
Kittery Point, okay. Maine.
Okay, he is the reason of all the murders and murders she wrote.
Seriously, there are many murders in Kittery Point. That's a legitimate thing, so there you go. It says he does it underground, like, you know, so I believe it.
How do heroes fight? Like, do they want to not hurt the people he's enslaved, so they sort of...
You gotta disable the disc.
How do you? Do you just, like, kick it off?
Yeah,
is
how
it
does
like
that work?
Wiring that goes in your brain?
It's like a post-it note.
Okay, Vincent was good, but not that good.
Just put a little bit of, like, Velcro on the person and on this, and just, you're done.
Does he have a voice?
That's what he sounds like.
Exactly that.
Believe it or not.
Yes. Look at that face.
Imagine waking up to that face.
I mean, his teeth are all like...
That's not his fault. He's disfigured. But the last image, the one that he's like going towards us, it's got a very like the mummy vibe going on. The way the scarring looks and the whole neck piece and everything.
He's at least more the eyes, like those are crazy eyes.
Yeah, well at least he has pupils in them.
Oh yeah.
Because
not here though.
His eyes are white.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah, it says
it's white.
He seems to be saving a woman here.
Is he saving her,
or is
he just kidnapping her?
I think. Okay, he destroyed the car and then he kidnaps her. That's okay. It might be the case.
Don't give him credit for being nice.
He slaves people. Do you think people make like remote controller jokes to him, stuff like that? No.
I don't think he would laugh.
He would find it funny.
I think he'd just punch you.
Where's the controller?
And everyone throws remotes.
They're at family dinner on like Super Bowl Sunday, and it's just like, can someone change the channel?
That's funny.
Where's the controller? He's in a remote location.
Those are big boots.
They are. Holy. He's a huge dude.
They're not just massive. That. It's like square at the bottom. Like,
How do you keep this muscle mass? It's the suit that moves.
Like, yeah,
is it just
the
suit
work?
That is created to make him look fit? Or is he actually
Well, look
fit?
How big he is. I think that's all the suit.
Yeah, you need place for the technology.
So it's all the exoskeleton. Yeah. That's why he's so thick.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Because, I mean, look at his thigh compared to
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel? I mean, Captain Marvel's like fully arms around his thigh.
Both arms.
It's intense. I don't like the helmet.
No, neither do I. It's too, like...
I understand why he needs it, but...
I mean, there's not much to like.
I like the color pattern.
I'm surprised he doesn't wear a mask. Because often when they don't have, like, a full body or... that's a sentence. Or they're, like, partially enhanced by something else, they usually have a mask.
Scarred, disfigured.
Yeah.
And imagine being around him.
Yeah. No, if I don't want to.
Exactly. So if you're around him, you lose about 85% of your cerebral energy.
Oh,
Jesus.
So,
and I'm already running at like 20.
We'd just be on the floor.
So, I mean, you can't even hang out with him.
No.
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 Who does?
Again.
Does he live with people? Like, what the hell?
Okay, slaves, I mean.
He lives with slaves.
I feel like in the Marvel universe, you could use him as like a, like, dog ate my homework. Like, sorry, like, the controller was around and he put the thing on me and I just couldn't get any work done and I'm sorry and I'm gonna need another week.
For all my projects.
Is the master's thesis going well? I
mean... Gonna need a couple more weeks.
So controller, hot or not?
No.
But Vincent, I'm cool with.
Seems like a nice guy. Pushed his brother in a vat of chemicals. That's not super great, but...
But he was knocking things down!
It was an accident.
Like, I think, pushed him, like, calm down, and then it, like, tripped on a piece of metal that he knocked down, and, poof in the water.
Okay,
it's like,
so it's still
shit.
His fault. Yeah. I agree with that.
Okay, the universe decided that's how it was gonna be. Like, do we know how Vincent died?
Must be in there.
No, I read it, like...
No, I haven't seen Vincent after they said that he built the suit.
I imagine tall, with brown hair and blue eyes.
Hot or not, Vincent? Hot.
Why can't you be more like your brother? Together you will rule the throne. Evil and darkness that grows.
Art credits. Colossus by Dave Cockrum. Constrictor by Tom Lyle. Contemplator by Alan Weiss. Controller by Al Milgram.
Hello there. This is Jared Albrick, a.k.a. The Yard Sale Artist, with a quick podcast promo for my show, Comics with Normies. Here's how the show works. Using my yard sailing skills, I acquire a random comic book from a yard sale. I then give said random comic to a normie, a normie being a person who doesn't normally read comic books. Then, on the show, I'll sit down with the normie to discuss the issue, get a real outsider's point of view, and see what some of the comics that we love, and maybe not love so much, seem like to those normal folks we see walking around on the streets each day. It should be a fun perspective and good for a few laughs. You can check out the Comics with Normies podcast, along with some other fun-filled podcasts from White Rocket Entertainment, on iTunes and at whiterocket.podbean.com. And feel free to join the show using Twitter handle @NormiesPodcast or on Facebook @ComicsWithNormies. Once again, you can find Comics with Normies on iTunes and at whiterocket.podbean.com. We'll see you there.
Female bag.
Woo! That was loud.
Female bag.
Yay! Comments left at fireandwaterpodcast.com. Please join the conversation and leave some more. This is about episode 21, Cloak, Cloud, Cobra, and the Collector. So Chris Franklin says, leave it to the very quirky Defenders title to do some gender bending back in the 80s. He's talking about Cloud, of course. Mm-hmm. Even for that title, Cloud is pretty out there as a concept. Bonus points to Siskoid for using the G.I. Joe the Movie opening theme for Cobra. That gets me right in my 11-year-old heart. Of course, that discussion turned into Cobra being able to slip into some places that my 11-year-old mind wasn't quite ready to think of, so... Siskoid knows I would totally love to hang out and go flea marketing with the Collector. So, girls, can I borrow Grandpa Collector for a while? With all of the bric-brac in my house, maybe I'm an elder of the universe.
Yes, let's interpret it in that way.
The hoarder. Vera Wild says, well, now this is an interesting mix. While I've read very few of Cloak's appearances, I've always dug the hell out of his look, so I'm glad to see him have a good showing here. Not sure I could actually date him, though, because of Dagger being part of the package. Not that I'd have an issue with a polyamorous triad situation, but they always struck me as extremely codependent, and I suspect it'd end up being more of a unicorn scenario where I'd feel like the third wheel rather than an equal partner.
Mm. Yeah, that sounds true.
Yeah.
I am super torn on Cloud. I was listening to the podcast in the car when you talked about them, and there was so much about the description I loved. I actually found myself thinking, this is a straight-up gender-fluid character. How do I not know about this, and how are they not my personal hero? Then I finally got to the website and saw the look, and everything kind of deflated.
Yeah.
A strategically placed Cloud sounds sexy in theory, but in practice, it's just really goofy.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, really, really goofy. They look like a still from an anime teasing at fan service by having a character step out of a hot shower and the steam is covering up the naughty bits. Yeah. And the idea that it just kind of strays there just creates laughable imagery in my head. And then I thought more about the character and how sexual preference appears to shift with their gender presentation. Well, that's not an uninteresting character dilemma. It is a bit of a forced heteronormative angle, mm-hmm. and that took the shine off the idea a bit more. I was sold on the basic premise of the character and let down. The more I found out about them, I see why they barely ever appeared since the early 90s. What a shame.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, it does bother me that
they had to change sex because they had
different interests.
Yeah, they were interested in someone of the... needed to be of opposite
yeah.
sex.
Yeah,
it's just like always heterosexual, yeah. That's a shame.
Not cool.
On Cobra, she says, Cobra really does look like one of the more outlandish G.I. Joe villains made manifest. G.I. Joe has never been my thing, so that's a hard pass. Not much to be said about the collector for my part, though I like to think if he was created now, he'd be called the hoarder. So I sold her to him. Hang on, one more random thought on Cloud. The male and female personas look amazingly similar. It's the kind of design that would be usually be used for twins in comics, which sounds fine until you remember that the forms are based off two halves of a dating couple.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, my God, that's true.
And you suddenly go, why did those two look so damn similar? Are we in a Lannister situation here?
Were
they both so narcissistic they wanted to be dating somebody that looked as much like themselves as possible?
That is so weird.
Ew.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
How does that even happen? How do you
comics.
Date someone that... Yes, that's exactly what.
Comics.
I'm sure I could name people that look like brother and sister.
Oh, really?
I've gotten that with Marty, actually. People
really?
Think we're related sometimes, which I find strange.
No. I once was on a train with my ex-husband, and we were sharing a berth, and they asked if we were brother and sister. A berth like a bed?
Okay, I'm like, you were sharing a berth with
them. If you
bed.
Share a berth with someone, yes, you are brother and sister.
B-E-R-T-H.
Yes. A train bed.
Yes, we were sharing a train bed, and they asked if we were brother
you
and sister.
You look nothing alike.
At all.
I don't know.
And no for you either. No, for both of you.
I feel like people ask questions they shouldn't ask.
Yeah.
Rob Kelly says, I remember buying this issue as a kid and thinking that Cloud must be chilly. All the time. A fate I would not wish on almost anyone.
Especially...
Oh, Rob was a sweet kid.
Aww.
He looked at Cloud and didn't have dirty thoughts. He thought, oh.
You must be cold.
Someone get her a jacket.
You're so suave.
Last time, Michael Wagner was talking about Captain Britain and that I should have shown a certain outfit from the 90s where he had like longer hair or a mullet or something.
Oh.
I didn't know what he was talking about. He sent me a picture.
Oh, God.
Oh my God.
Wow.
What is going on there?
When did Captain Britain look like this?
That time.
It looks very 90s to me.
That's a lot. What?
He looks like a completely different person.
He stole a costume of the tarantula or Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It looks like lava. Like, when it starts to...
Yeah, harden.
Yeah,
harden. I thought it was about streets.
Did they cast, like, Chris Hemsworth or something?
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth as this dude.
But a very angry Chris Hemsworth. Like, he looks like...
I like the costume better.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what the hair makes me think of? John Smith and Pocahontas.
Even the
that's why I like it.
That's why I don't.
I like it, but not enough.
It's definitely better, though.
Yeah.
It's better.
So upgrade.
It's 100% better. Still not 100% good.
That's fair.
Okay, let's go on. Ryan Daly says, I wonder if the collector owns a copy of Turok Dinosaur Hunter #1.
Yes, he does.
Off-sided example of the quintessential speculator comic from the 90s boom.
Are you just saying words? Like, it doesn't make sense to me at all.
I did not understand that.
Well, apparently...
But, I mean,
apparently
yes.
It was
yes,
the
he
sixth,
does.
It was the sixth best-selling comic of 1993, and I guess it's in all the quarter bins. It's, like, one of the most easily found comics.
Well, if it's easily found, then he doesn't want it.
Exactly. And Nathaniel Wayne answered him, everybody throw out your copies, then mine will finally be worth something. Mike W. says, to think, I went my whole life without hearing the phrase, slithering up my nethers. Well, whatever you're into is cool, just remember to practice safe slithering.
Oh,
every day.
Yeah, I think Cloud's gender fluidity was a case of avoiding homosexual themes. I think the male version of Cloud first manifested when the female Cloud was attracted to Moondragon and felt weird about it. Kind of ironic, considering how Moondragon ended up being bisexual later on. We'll get there.
You go, Dragon.
Marty. Your brother slash boyfriend.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
On the mail, Cloud said, "Cloudy with a chance of man balls."
You go, Marty.
And you kiss that person.
For 7 years.
Ange says, "The girls talking about Cobra slithering up their nethers, and the picture of him slinking into the cannon made me think of the Ben Affleck line in Mallrats about small uncomfortable places."
Well, like the back of a Volkswagen.
And his purple hood looks like a granny shawl to me. Not that intimidating.
It's true.
Agreed.
Also fascinating to hear the girls' collections. Skeleton keys, beach glass, and bottles of poison. Fantastic. And Eric says he likes the new intro sequence. We shortened it.
Thank
you. Man, I need to listen.
We were initially led to believe that Cloud's male form was indeed simply a gender swap version of her female form, which is why Cloud's two bodies look so similar. It wasn't until later that it was revealed that both of her forms were based on existing humans.
Yeah.
Fair enough, but to reveal that they were a dating couple who looked like almost exactly alike, that's just weird. It might have made more sense if it had been revealed that her templates were a brother and sister who crashed their car driving home from school. So that was a screw up. I like the idea of an elder of the universe whose obsession is knitting.
Yay!
Somebody at Marvel needs to make that happen. Favorite line about the collector? He's made of heavy. And here are some Facebook likes and shares.
Wow.
None. Thank you anyway.
Not even on Google Plus.
Well, we need more fame and money and fame, fame, and money.
Money, 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 money.
This is what happens when I take a breath. Okay. Aaron Bias, Chris Franklin, Dale Russell, Daniel Budnick, who says that the new episode was killer. Thank you.
Aww, you're welcome.
David Foster, D. Bash, Gautam Sharan, Jared West, Nicholas Prom, Rob Kelly, Shag Matthews, Terry O'Malley, Vera Wild. On Google Plus, The Hammer Strikes.
Oh, good.
On Twitter, retweets and favorites from Aaron Henley, Ange, Bat, Cash Flag, Chris, Cindy Womack, Comic Reflections, Coughing Comics, Film and Water Podcast, Hulking, oh yeah. Images to Icons, Jeffrey Brown, Joe Crawford, Justice's First Dawn, Martin Gray, Max Romero, Miley Marquez, Pietro Blaxamoff, Treasury Comics, and Warlord Worlds. Thank you for sharing our stuff. That's how people find it.
Yay!
You're all awesome.
We love you.
Be hot, don't be not. Is that what you said?
that's what it says at the end of the show.
Keep listening, and hopefully we still entertain you, and thank you.
Oh, that was
a great sell.
So deprecating there.
I mean, we made penis jokes today. It's fine.
Wait a minute, today?
I was going to apologize for the dick jokes, but no.
No, I'm not apologize sorry. For dick jokes.
I'm not sorry at all.
If we don't do dick jokes, why are we even here?
Yeah. Well, he seems nice. Period.
No.
That's not what we're here for.
Leave us comments wherever you can find the podcast, whether the Fire and Water Network website, the Fire and Water Network Facebook page, or through Twitter. The hashtag is FWPodcasts, plural. We'd love to hear from you about, these four characters and concepts, but on the show in general. Until next time, be hot, don't be not.
I hope one person calls Iron Man. Like, okay, I can't get into my Facebook. Do you know what to do? Do you have your password?
Oh, hot damn.
I want to see.
Oh, man.
Oh, my.
That increased the ball.
Elise was right on the bean suit on Swimmer's buddies, yes. Whip it!